Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Isabella Santoro with the Letts Center for the Creative and Healing Arts about an upcoming art project in Washington.
A familiar now art project is coming back to Washington this summer. Can you share what this project is and how people can sign up?
Absolutely. The Totally Tubular Transformation is a project organized by the Letts Center for the Healing and Creative Arts. And tubes, which are basically used water softeners that are in good condition, they just can't be recycled or used any longer for their purpose, can be purchased for $10 a piece. You can buy however many you want at Dodici Shop or at Posenmore Animal Shelter, and just as of the other day, at The Village. And then you could take it home, paint it, decorate it, you know, just however you like. The theme is animals this year, because then we're going to display the tubes around the square during Gallery Walk, and that is July 14th to the 29th. And then we'll auction the tubes on Saturday, July 29th, and all the proceeds will be split between Posenmore Animal Shelter and the Letts Center for the Healing and Creative Arts.
Very neat. So have you had people already start to pick these up?
Yes, we've sold probably a couple dozen or so. We're hoping for a lot more. The first year we did this, we sold around 50 tubes, so we're hoping for close to that number.
And can you highlight a few of your favorites from the last couple of years?
Oh, yes. There's, the first year, the one that sold for the most was painting. The tube was painted with our county courthouse on it with the Starry Night background from the Van Gogh painting, and it was just fantastic. We also had a local artist do one as a parrot, and it was huge and really cool.
I remember seeing a toy soldier one that had two put together.
Yes. Yeah, it kind of looked like the guards in front of Buckingham Palace. So, in fact, someone whose son spent some time in England bought that as a kind of a memorabilia gift.
So there are plenty of ways to decorate these.
Yeah, the sky's the limit. We've had some people use tubes in a way that you can't even tell that it was a tube to begin with. They made coffee tables out of them.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So can you remind us again when somebody would have to have a finished product turned in?
Yes. The tubes need to be returned by July 7th to either Dodici Shop or the Letts Center, which is at 114 North Iowa Avenue. And that way, they'll be ready for our Alive After 5, which is that coming Tuesday. And then we'll put them on display that Friday, the 14th through the 29th.
And the partner this year is Posenmore. Mm-hmm. Are they pretty excited?
Yes, and they've just been terrific. They have one of their employees working on a couple of tubes that they're going to put in the cat cages and take pictures of as kind of promotion. And they've sold several tubes and have spread the word. So, and I know they're in need of a new dog room, which is going to be pretty pricey. So we're hoping this will help them out.
And with this, do you see organizations do projects, or is it mostly individuals?
It's been mostly individuals, but we have had a couple businesses in the past purchase one and decorate it, sometimes in the theme of the business or with the business's name on it. Or really, for example, Wolf Floral did a beautiful tube one year that didn't really have anything to do with flowers, but it was covered in crayons, and it said even broken crayons can still color. It was really unique.
What happens when you run out of tubes?
Well, that's a good question. We will probably, actually, I can tell you for sure we won't ever run out, because we still have quite a few on hand. And I know another water purifying company has said, hey, we're forced to throw those out on a weekly basis. So if you want them, they're yours.
And it's avoiding the landfill this way.
Exactly. Yeah, they would just have to get thrown in a landfill. And they are made of fiberglass, so it's not an ideal thing to put into our environment. But no other way to do it other than creating these beautiful tubes.
That's been today's Washington Page with Isabella Santoro with the Letts Center for the Creative and Healing Arts. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.